开始的那个一些部分，我们也不知道说为什么这个爱丽丝会在这个场景里面。
The book of Ephesians, the author is Apostle Paul.
啊，以弗所书的作者是使徒保罗。
He is actually a very articulate writer.
他是非常有创作性的作者。
He laid out the theological systematically throughout the entire book of the Ephesians.
他把这个神学上所有的很系统的能够解释的清楚。
So different people throughout history analyze this book in various ways, and when we think about the book Ephesians, we focus on the life application of unity husband and right wife relationship.
在过去历史以来，这个有不同的作者来分析这个以弗所书，那里面我们也是大家常提到这个谈到合一的事情，所以很多在大家印象里面就想到是丈夫跟妻子的关系。
But it's very important to recognize that this life application is all based on the very first few chapters.
但是我们必须要了解这些以弗所书里面所提到的这些实用的生活的实用呢，就是完全是根据第一章所记载的。
And therefore, we won't really truly understand and appreciate these life application unless we actually understand what Paul is trying to say in the beginning of the book of Ephesians.
所以我们只要不研读第一章的话，我们能够对他后面所提的这些生活的实用的方法，我们没办法有感谢跟了解。
So let's take a look at all the verses this morning, and let's start with the verse 3-14.
所以我们看看今天有没有经节。我们开始，我们就首先看第三节到第十四节。
Believe it or not, this is one long sentence.
你们可能不知道，这是一段长句。
So one single sentence, you might say, Paul is really long-winded.
所以可以说是好像保罗是很长气的。
So, but the fact that it's all in one sentence actually gives us some hints of what he's trying to communicate to us.
所以因为整个是一段话，所以我们可以了解是可以来了解说保罗到底是怎么样想要跟我们讲述。
We can actually look at who, what, and what time frame.
我们可以了解谁。然后是什么，以及它的时间点。
So, if you first look at it, I actually look at the ones that the words are underlined.
So, 首先我们看那些这个字已经有那个线在下面。
So it says God the Father on the very top there.
它首先我们讲说神跟父神。
And then talk about the Son Jesus Christ.
然后谈到这个儿子主耶稣基督。
And then talk about the Holy Spirit, all in one single sentence.
然后第三个谈到这个圣灵，这个完全是在一句话里面。
In a way, that's actually some of theologians refer this as actually one. That's how we actually can come to believe the Trinity.
所以这也是在那个圣经学家里面讲到说，让我们怎样谈到三一神的。
So they doesn't talk about the word Trinity, but you can see that Paul talked about this, the Father God, and the God the Father, the God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all in one single sentence.
虽然我们没有在这里面很明显的提到这个三一神的事情，但是我们在这句子里面，我们看到他谈到神、父神、父子跟圣灵。
And actually, I titled my sermon this morning. It's aHeavenly blessings, because that's what he's talking about in this sentence here.
今天我的讲题是属灵的祝福所以今天这句话就是讲到这个有关的。
So what are these heavenly blessings? He actually laid them out here, and we're going to dig deep into it. But I want to actually show you these all reference one single sentence here.
首先，我们今天就谈到这个属灵的祝福。那这个今天这完全的是从这句话出来的。
So he said, actually chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
因为这些在强调，其实说我们是在神创造世界之前就选择我。
So he predestined us to be adoption as his children.
他已经预先选择我们成为他的儿女。
And actually through redemption by Christ's blood.
借着主耶稣基督的救赎
，so that we it's all united all things in Him，
所以我们跟他一起同合为一
，and the Holy Spirit which is the guarantee of our inheritance，
所以圣灵是保证我们有这个他的遗产的基业。
So central to this theme is all about heavenly blessings.
所以在这个经卷里面，中心点就是谈到天上属天的祝福。
So let's take a look and say what are blessings.
所以首先我们谈到那什么是这个祝福气呢？
So let's take a step back and say what is this how these blessings being referred to in the Old Testament.
首先我们谈到这个这些祝福呢，到底是在旧约里面是怎么样讲的？
So in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28:1-14, they talk about this.
在申命记这个28:1-14里面记载。
So the first line is if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments that I command you today.
所以第一章里面讲说，你很忠心的就是相信我神的话，那你按照我的指令所做的话。
So these are all the blessings that will come your way.
然后，假如你按照我所讲的话，那所有的祝福会跟着来到你，临到你的身上。
So I highlighted the words that actually associate with blessing in red, so you can see these are all these things are going to come.
所以我把这有关于这个祝福这个。都用红颜色把它标点出来。
So actually, there is a if and then relationship.
所以这有一个就是好像是假如怎么样，然后有结果，这个这种关系的存在。
So if you do certain things, then certain things are going to happen.
假如你做什么，那有某些事情就会发生。
So these are truly abundant and these are visible, tangible things.
这里是非常丰富的，而且是很明显的祝福。
So you'll be blessed in the city, in the field. You have many children. Your harvest will be plentiful. Even your herd will have a lot of younglings.
所以你会在城里面被祝福，你在荒野上也会被祝福，甚至你有许多小孩子，甚至你的这个田产会丰收，你然后你的这些这个畜牧呢会有很多的这个生很多小孩出来。
And then your enemies will be defeated.
然后你的敌人会被击败。
You see, the requirement is really simple.
你会发现他这个要求条件是非常简单的。
Obedience to God's word lead to material gain, enemies backed away, abundant harvest, even the gates of heaven will be opened up.
当你忠心的服从神的话语的话，这个你的敌人会被击败，你会被祝福，甚至你属天的门天门都会为你打开。
It sounds like a very good deal.
好像非常好的这个交易。
Perhaps this is the basis of today's prosperity gospel, and one can see why.
所以今天很多这个福音那个教派里面就是用这个来根据来这个传讲神的话语。
Now these are material blessings and the blessings that we can enjoy while we are on earth.
这些物质上的祝福或者是其他祝福，这个是在目前我们在世上我们能够享受的。
Now, but that's not to say they're not good or inappropriate.
但是呢，并不是说这些并不是说不好或者是不适合的。
But in the New Testament times, blessing from God it actually takes on a different form.
但是在我们现在这个新约时代呢，这个神的祝福也以不同的方式在我们临到我们的身上。
Paul ties to these spiritual blessings as to what we can enjoy in the heavenly realms.
事实上，保罗在这里提到讲说属天的祝福，他是然后是谈到这个什么，在为什么叫属天，是谈到天上的事情。
Yeah, NIV talk about they actually refer to the term heavenly realms.
所以在这个国际版的里面讲的是天上。
And these are not to say that this phrase is only found 5 times in the whole New Testament, and they are all found in the book of Ephesians.
所以这句话天上呢，这个是在以弗所书里面也谈到五次。
So one can say that perhaps Paul is trying to get some very important concepts for us.
所以我们可以说是保罗用了这么多来描述的话，他可以说他想要把这个观念很清楚的也想要告诉我们。
So let's dig deeper and to take a look at what Paul is trying to say to us.
那我们更深入来研究说保罗到底怎么样跟我们讲。
So this is the first one is actually it's a God's election for himself.
首先我们看到这是神为自己的选择。
So it actually talks about a concept called predestination.
那这里谈到一个观念，就是说预先。
Predestination came from the Greek word that actually means marked out beforehand.
所以这个预先呢，是在从希腊文里面，它的意思就是说你预先选择。
It's almost like as if you walk into the vegetable garden.
就像好像你在一个这个园子里面。
And actually marked out certain flowers before these flowers going to turn into tomato.
所以你就拣选了哦，点选了几个这个这些作物，因为这些作物结果是将来是一个番茄。
See, it says God the Father chose us before the foundation of the earth.
所以神拣选我们 before 那个在这个世界创造之前。
So you may say, I thought I chose God to come into my heart, and therefore I chose Him. He didn't choose me.
所以有些人可能会讲说，哦，是我选择神，并不是神选择我。
Well, the truth is that since He's God, He knew that way beforehand that you're going to choose Him. So you might as well.You might think that you choose him, but in fact that he chose you.
但是我们知道神是万能的，所以在我们就想象说是我们选择他，事实上是神先选择我。
So this spiritual blessings talks about actually just the fact that God chose us before the foundation of the earth.
所以事实上我们可以在这里两件说，这个属灵的福气，事实上是谈到，就是说，在神创造世界之前呢，他已经首先选择我们了。
So you may say, how come God chose certain flowers but not the other?
但是我们有时候我们会问一个问题，说，那神为什么神选这些呢，不选择其他的呢
？The scripture says that actually this was done in accordance with pleasure and will.
但是我们在这个经卷里面讲，这事实上是神按照他的自己的旨意来选择这些事情。
But also talked about that God the Father selects us long ago, now have been adopted as God's children.
所以也谈到，因为借着主耶稣，所以我们能够成为神的儿子。
You see that verse Galatians chapter 4 verse 4-7, it says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of woman, under the law, and then so on. Now we actually have the Spirit as a sonship, so we can call out Abba Father to Him.
所以在加拉太书四章四到七节里面，他首先谈到说，即时候满足，神就差遣他儿子为你子所生，且生在律法之下。那一直到最后谈到说，从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣，能够然后。对不起，讲到真的是第六节，然后神就差他进入我们，然后我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
So God had not only chose us, but also He actually selected us so that we are now part of His children. We are now sons of God, or children of God.
你可以看到神不单单是选择我们，然后因为借着主耶稣，我们能够成为他的儿子。
So the second blessing is actually It's God's redemption in Christ.
第二个呢，就是讲到是在耶稣基督里面的救赎。
So in verse 7 it says, In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace.
在第七节我们谈到说，我们借着爱子的血得门救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So this is actually means that we have been released from slavery.
这可以告诉我们是我们在我们的从奴仆当中解放出来。
And this is through the spiritual substitutionary death of Christ.
这也是透过这个主耶稣这个在属灵上面一个代替。
And it says this is done according to the riches of God's grace.
因为这里谈到是按照神丰丰富富的恩典。
So you know how is this? What is this grace all about here?
所以这个我们谈到这恩典在这里提的是什么呢
？To illustrate the magnitude, you can think about, okay, there's just some is tiny little country in Africa. The prince did some noble thing so that they actually he save his people.
所以我们用一些例子来说，就像说在非洲一个小国，他的王子为了一个这个神圣的任务，他做了一些事情。
So.You can say that, okay, that compared that to, say, Prince William, who is actually in line to become the King of England.
或者是我们同时来跟这个英国的这个威廉王子来比较。
So you may think that actually, you know, if he did the same thing, you may say he actually, what he had done is far greater than this other prince did in a small country.
所以我们拿威廉王子所为了这个神圣事情所做的事情，跟这个非洲小国那个王子所做的事情，我们认为说威廉王子可能做的比较多。
So this is actually a lot more in terms of the riches.
这里面事实上谈到是比这个丰富的提的还要再多。
But actually, think about how Jesus Christ compared to the Prince of William.
但是我们拿以主耶稣基督所成就的事情，跟这个威廉王子所做的事情。
He actually talked about how that lavish on us, with all wisdom and understanding.
所以我们可以看出来是，事实上是他把在经典里面谈到，他把诸般的智慧跟聪明都加在我们身上。
Okay, the third part of this heavenly blessings is the God's promise with the Holy Spirit.
第三个的祝福就是这个圣灵的祝的应允。
This is actually a blessing that comes with a promise.
这实际上是一个祝福，带着有应许的祝福。
You think about it. In verse 11, it says actually in Him we have obtained an inheritance.
在这个第十一节里面讲到，因为他，我们得到了一些基业。
Now you think about now become we have become sons and children of God, and therefore we also get an inheritance.
当我们想到我们是神的子女，当然我们会想到我们得到基业。
So this is actually, but it actually comes with a condition.
但是我们知道这个里面有附带一个条件。
The condition is here. You actually need to hear the word of truth and then obey.
条件是说你必须听到真理的道，还有你必须要服从。
So these two go together. You cannot just do one without the other.
这两个必须要同时做，你不能说只做其中一项。
And then the Holy Spirit would actually give you a guarantee.
所以那圣灵会给你一个保证。
You think about it, it's like this little guarantee is like a deposit that you have to put down when you purchase some real estate.
所以这个保证就像好像我们在购买房子中事先我们付的定金。
This so-called earnest money is like you can, you know, under certain condition you get your money back.
所以这些你的定金呢，在某些情况下你可能可以拿回来。
So, for example, if there's a problem with the house, you don't want to buy it, then you actually get your money back.
就像你在这个定金之后呢，你发现房子有问题，所以你可以定金可以拿回来。
Not in this case. If you actually, once you actually hear the word of God and believe, you have this little guarantee.
但是在主耶稣在我们刚刚讲的这个圣灵上的祝福，这个不是跟那个定金不一样。这个事实上，当你相信的时候呢，你这个已经存在，不会被拿走。
It's like almost like you become the seller. You actually receive the earnest money. You know that, you know, that earnest money is not going to be given back, and also you guarantee that someone's going to buy your house.
就像你是卖者一样，当你收到定金之后，你保证说这个某个人会把你这个房子你要买。
So what is this deposit?
所以这个是一个好像一个定金一样。
This deposit is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个定金就是圣灵。
So this God gives us the Holy Spirit that to guarantee that you're gonna have the salvation. You're not gonna lose the salvation.
所以这个圣灵就是保证我们有救赎，我们不会失去这个救赎的恩典。
So if there is anyone amongst us who wants a share of this heavenly blessing.It's very simple.
所以在我们当中，假如你要想要得到这个属天的福气，这个条件是很简单的。
So all you got to do is hear the truth and believe.
你唯一要做的就是你听真道的话，真理的道，还有相信。
I invite you if you have any interest in actually finding out more about this heavenly blessings, talk to Pastor Chu or if you're a teenager, talk to Rich.
假如你们对这些有兴趣的话，我欢迎这些成人们跟朱牧师，或者是年轻的话青少年跟这个我们的青年传道。
So to sum it up here, these are the three spiritual blessings that God told us about, or did Paul told us about.
所以我们总结这个保罗在这个在经节里面所提到他三个属天的祝福。
It God's election or predestination.
啊，神的神自己的拣选。
And the redemption through Christ.
然后我们基督耶稣的救赎。
And actually God's promise with the Holy Spirit.
然后神对应允我们的圣灵。
So I actually just kind of sum it up all here, so we can tie everything together here.
所以我借这个表格，我把我们刚刚所提的三件事情把它连接在一起。
So in terms of timing is what's in the past, and in terms of the fruit of the Son is what we have presently.
所以我们就从时间上，我们就是从过去、目前到谈到未来。
And actually, with the future, we have a unification, but it's all guaranteed by the Holy Spirit.
所以在未来，你可以看到，就是说我们完全是有统一，然后是完全是由圣灵的保证。
So it's actually through the Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是透过神父神，还有父圣子，然后圣灵。
And this is actually not these blessings is something that we can get anytime. It's not all. It's actually all virtually free.
这个是我事实上来讲是我们能够得到，而且是免费的。
So what does this have to do with me?
所以这些跟我有什么关系呢
？So, Paul actually following on the rest of the chapter, Paul actually had a prayer.
所以在第一章里面，从十五节之后，这个保罗有一个祷告。
So Paul says for this reason.
所以这刚开始第十五节的呢，就是说因此，就是或者为这个原因。
Paul is a lawyer, so he actually knows a lot of the logic stuff. So when you say, when also Paul used another word in his letters is therefore.
所以因为保罗是律师，所以他知道在他的书信里面他写了一些字，或者是用因此，或者是所以。
So I always we also look at always look and say this is a word is there for a reason.
所以我们知道说这个字在这里是有个原因在。
So Paul's referring to because all these blessings therefore because of this.
所以他前面提到，我们刚刚提到这个属天的福气之后，所以他接下来讲说，因此。
Paul thank God for the people in Ephesus.
所以保罗同时也谢了那个为以弗所人来感谢神。
So what he said, he said, we thank God, and I want God to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以他在里面有谈到说，感谢神，所以呢，他要神赐给他们智慧跟启示。
And then your eye of your heart be enlightened, so we know what is the hope of His calling and what is the surpassing greatness of His power.
所以呢，同时也能够照亮就说他们心中的眼睛，然后知道他们这个神的恩召有何等。的指望以及那神那浩浩大大的大能。
And actually, through us believers who have God's power,
所以让我经过他，所以我们知道神的大能。
So implicit in all this, and say, I figure Paul is probably a very diplomatic person.
所以我们可以看出来说，他这是一个间接的，因为保罗好像一个外交官一样。
So he didn't say that you really don't know your blessing, this God's blessing, or you don't understand God.
他没有说很明确的，只是说你不知道神的祝福，你或者是你不认识神。
She actually phrased it in a very positive way.
所以他把这个字语用一个比较正面性的教导。
So he said actually God would give you a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
他说神会给你们聪明那个智慧和启示的灵。
You actually allow your eyes be opened up.
所以使你的心中的眼睛能够张开。
He didn't say you're blind and actually don't see this.
他反而没有说你是瞎眼的，你看不见这些事情。
There's a Chinese phrase that actually is saying that you're in the midst of blessing and yet you don't know it.
我们中国人常常有一句成语，就说人在福中不知福。
So, in May 1986, I don't know, that's quite a few years ago, there is actually called the Immigration of a Reform and Control Act.
So, we in 1986, 5月, 有关是移民, 移民的修改修正案。
Actually, President Reagan talked about that. It was a big deal back in 1986.
那时候是雷根总统是在1986年所立下的法律。
The gist is that actually, if you have been living in the United States, these they call it undocumented immigrants since 1982.
所以里面的内容这个只讲的说，你假如是非法进入美国，在1982年以前非法进入美国的非移民
，or you're an agriculture worker working prior to May 1986，
或者是你是在农业上从事工作的，而是在1986年以前
，so you can have legal status and eventually lead to U.S. citizenship。
所以因为你是非法进来，所以但是呢，它允许你变成合法。
If you're
将来可能成为公民。
If you're a Christian and yet you don't know about spiritual blessings,
假如你是基督徒，但是你不知道这些天上这个属灵的祝福。
You'll be almost like this undocumented worker who working there back in 1986, living under fears, worrying about somebody going to catch you. But in fact, you are already have legal status.
所以你可能就像有些这些非法移民的不知道这些这个移民法的存在，所以你总是生活在这个忧虑担心当中。
We are living in these such spiritual blessings. A lot of times we don't even know about it.
当我们处在这些属灵的祝福之下，但是有时候我们甚至都不知道这个它的存在。
Paul is praying that God would give the Christians at Ephesus a spirit of wisdom, revelation, and so that this knowledge be revealed to them.
所以那个保罗就是为这些以弗所人祷告，就是说愿神赐下他这个智慧跟启示的灵，然后他帮助他们能够知道神的存在。
So we Christians who have been adopted, who are actually children of God, and yet we just.You just don't appreciate, don't understand the whole very, very riches.
像我们基督徒是被选择，然后透过基督耶稣，我们得称为神的儿子。但是呢，我们对这个属灵的恩赐，我们并不了解。
In the Watchman Nee in a book he wrote called Sit, Walk, Stand.
尼托森在他的书坐走站。
It's actually a book entirely dedicated to the book of Ephesians.
这个书完全是讲描述有关在以弗所书的事情。
It actually referred to in verse 20 that actually that God exerted in Christ and He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms.
在第二十节里面，我们谈到就是说神就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能。大能大力使他从死里复活，叫他坐在天上，坐在自己的右边。
In chapter 2 verse 6 it also says, "And raised us with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus."
所以在第二章第六节，他同样在记载他说他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So in a way that we actually in a very powerful position.
所以现在我们处的是一个非常有能力的地位。
And actually, authority is based on redemption from God the Father.
我们的权柄完全是因为我们透过父神他的救赎。
And then through the Jesus Christ with the blood.
透过主耶稣基督的血。
And actually, now that we have the Holy Spirit, actually, we can show this guarantee.
然后我们有圣灵，我们能够来证明说我们有得到这个保证。
And actually, we can continue to try to appreciate this.
所以我们能够继续来感谢这个神所成就的事情。
Now going back to the story of Wizard of Oz.
然后我们现在回到这个绿野仙踪的这个故事。
Now you can see that actually now because.Maybe perhaps I ruined the story if you're going to go watch the movie.
Oh, okay. 假如你们回去，我已经事先要把这个事情告诉你们。
But there's still the later part. So actually, Dorothy, because she was actually caught up in a thunderstorm, in a tornado, and actually landed her in the land of Oz.
所以事实上，因为爱丽丝是这个遇到龙卷风，所以她。结果到这个绿野仙踪这个地。
But you see that actually without knowing it, the rest of the story make, now that you know it, actually the rest of the story make a huge difference.
所以当你知道这个爱丽丝是怎么到这个地方的话，那你知道这个故事的发展。
So Dorothy actually now you know why Dorothy want to go home.
所以你们知道她一直讲说这个爱丽丝会讲说她要回家。
In the same way that actually if we know and understand the beginning part of the book of Ephesians.
同样的，我们假如说能够了解这个以弗所书前面这第一章里面所讲的。
So, but it's all these heavenly blessings that we have a lot of times yet we don't appreciate or don't know.
这些都是因为这个属天的祝福或属天的福气，但是因为我们不知道这些事情。
So, you know, perhaps we, you know, it takes Paul to tell us, you know, we need to open up our eyes so that we can see him.
所以因此保罗就是他为我们祷告，就是说希望说我们这个这个心中的眼睛能够打开。
It makes a huge difference in when we actually look at the life application, that we actually see we have such huge power.
因为你对这个了解，能够帮助我们对于以我所说后面所讲的这个生活上面的实用是有很大的帮助。
So I hope that actually now, next time you open up the book of Ephesians, now you can see how powerful this is.
所以希望说以后当你们有时间来看这个以弗所书的时候，你知道说它的里面是多么重大，多么伟大。
Let's bow our hand pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你。
We thank you for your selection that you have selected us before the foundation of the earth.
我们感谢你在创世世界之前就选择我们。
We also want to thank God the Son who have died for us on the cross so that we can be redeemed.
我们也要为你的圣子主耶稣基督死在十字架上，我们感谢。
We also want to thank God the Holy Spirit for giving us the Holy Spirit so we can be guaranteed of the salvation that we have.
同时我们也为了你赐给我们圣灵，我们他所带领我们的保证，我们这个救赎的保证，我们要感谢你。
We have all these spiritual blessings and yet we don't, sometimes we take it for granted.
有时候我们拥有这些属灵的祝福，我们都认为是理所当然。
Lord, we ask that you just help allow us to truly appreciate these blessings, to understand these blessings, and really truly to take advantage of these blessings that we have.
也让我们这次帮助我们能够真正为我们拥有这些属灵的祝福，我们感谢你，也让我们真是能够使用它。
Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主名求。
Amen. Amen.